Outside Health and Fitness Podcast, episode 150, how to rediscover outdoor fun at any age.
And it was 10 degrees below zero. The snow was awful. It was crusty. And I just thought, this is so much fun. I love this. You know, and I was addicted from then on out.
Welcome to the Outside Health and Fitness Podcast. We're getting outside the box, outside our comfort zone, and outside and in shape. If you're bored with the same old fitness routine at the gym and you're ready to try something new, then this is the show for you. We're exploring new and fun ways to get fit on the trail, on the water, on the slopes, and outside.
Hi, this is Steve Stearns from Outside Health and Fitness, and thank you for joining me for another episode. If you're new to the show, we'd like to stay fit and active by having fun outside. We like to ride, slide, run, walk, hike, bike, golf, crawl, swim, and ski. If it's fun outside and it keeps us healthy, then we love it. So if you're like us and you like to have fun outside, then you found the right place. So what do you think of when you see snow falling? Do you start thinking about how tough your drive will be or how backbreaking it will be to shovel? Or do you say, yay, it's snowing? Well, whether you still do it or not, at one point we were all excited to get outside and play in the snow. And my guest today is all about helping you rediscover the joy of being a kid and having active fun outdoors. On today's show, you'll discover how you can reconnect with the fun you had outdoors as a kid, and how embracing new experiences and learning new ways to be active can be good for your soul, and a fun way to launch a snowball using an old pair of jeans.
OutsideHealthAndFitness.com.
So my guest today is Melissa Dimmick. She's an outdoor enthusiast, blogger, author, and ski instructor who believes it's important for you to rediscover the fun and joy of being a kid outside. Melissa calls Utah her home, and she's surrounded by mountains. So enjoying the outdoors is a passion of hers. She loves
skiing, hiking, camping, whatever gets me up there. We do a lot of camping down in southern Utah. And then a little bit up here. The campgrounds up here tend to get a little crowded.
Yeah, yeah.
So you have to hike a ways to get away from people.
Are you Nordic skiing mostly, or you do downhill too?
Yeah, downhill. A little bit of cross country, but since I started working as a ski instructor, there hasn't been time for that.
So obviously, Melissa loves spending time outside, and I asked her where this passion came from. She told me her family had a huge influence on her. And from an early age, she remembers camping and other activities. In fact, she recalls a specific trip.
And I remember they took us to Disneyland when I was like 11. And on the way back, we stopped and we spent a couple nights in Zion at the Narrows. And I had more fun at the Narrows than I did at Disneyland.
That's an amazing thing to think of at 11, isn't it?
Yeah. And my grandparents, I mean, we all went. My grandparents, I mean, when they had kids, they went and floated the Colorado before the Lake Powell was even existed. And so it's just always been something we do.
So Melissa wrote her book,
Sliding in the Snow, Winter Activities for Kids,
to share her love of the outdoors and to encourage others to discover the same passion she did at such an early age. So the book is for kids, right?
Yeah, kids and adults. I devoted the blog more to adults and women, and then had the chance to publish this book. And I work with kids, so it seemed to make sense.
What are some of the things that you talk about in the book? Ideas for keeping kids active in the wintertime?
You know, the first thing we cover is being safe in the snow. What to wear, what to look for, just things to be aware of. And then talk about what is snow, how snow is, what is it, how it comes down, what it's made out of. How to make, so then activities on how to make a snowflake or how to save a snowflake forever. And then more activities that gets them outside, such as like the Winter Olympics in your backyard, how to make a snowball launcher, how to make your own set of snowshoes, just different things like that.
Wow, that really sounds pretty cool. And way more than just another book about getting active outside. She really put a lot of thought into how to write something that appeals to both kids and adults. You know, it's surprising that kids aren't more eager to get outside and play in the snow. So I asked Melissa why we're seeing so many kids stuck inside during the winter months.
The parents tend to keep them inside more, I think, because the parents, oh, it's cold outside, you know, just stay in. And it's easy to get into that habit of just watching the TV or playing the games and forget that there's this whole world out there. And I also wanted to include some activities in there that didn't need snow mm-hmm. as well, just more cold weather so that they didn't have to wait for a bunch of snow to come.
It's funny, isn't it? I remember, I think it was last winter or the winter before last, my daughter, she said, "Oh, Daddy, what is that outside?" And it was snowing. And I said, "Oh, it's snowing." And she goes, "Yay, it's snowing." And I'm thinking, mm-hmm. "Ugh, it's snowing. I got a shovel," you know?
It's so magical for them.
It is.
And we tend to lose that as adults. And so I think part of the book is activities for the parents to get excited about.
Yeah.
So they're not thinking, "Oh, God, I got to drive to work in this. It's going to be a mess." But to get that little kid and them out too.
So writing a book requires research. So I wanted to find out, what was the most surprising thing Melissa discovered while she was working on the book?
I found out that they've found skis as old as 5,000 years old in Sweden.
Wow.
And they figure it's one of the oldest outdoor, I mean, as soon as people were walking and there was snow, they were skiing.
Yeah.
And in the book, I found a picture of a petroglyph that they found in China. That they say it could be anywhere from a few thousand to 10,000 years old. And the petroglyph is of a person on skis with poles hunting a goat. And that was really interesting to me.
Yeah. Yeah. I know that I'm a big fan of telemark skiing, and they talk a lot about Sondre Nordheim from, where was he from? I think he was from Telemark, but it was incredible at a certain point in time. That was their transportation in the winter, right? That's the only way they could get around.
Yeah. And in the book, I try to include just throughout little facts like that.
Yeah.
Or how hockey came to be when I talk about, you know, hockey. Just little nuggets of fascinating stuff.
That's very cool. 5,000 years old. Whew. Mm-hmm. They weren't Rosignols probably, right?
You know, I think there was an R on the tips. If you look close.
Excellent. We can identify the brand. That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. So I asked Melissa to share one of her favorite adventures. And, you know, I was expecting her to talk about an amazing hike or a whitewater rafting trip, but I was really surprised by her answer.
I think one thing, as women, we tend to be very careful, especially with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And we tend to, you know, follow the rules, be really careful. And with skiing, I took my, I think he was about 12 at the time, 11 or 12-year-old nephew. Yeah. And it was just me and him skiing. And at first, because it was my brother's kid, I was being really careful. You know, you can't hurt your brother's kid. And it was snowing. And he was like, "Let's do this. Let's do this." And I'm like, "Yeah, let's do it." And so we went out. So I would follow him and he would follow me. And because I knew he was behind me, I went off every jump around every tree, over every bump. And usually, you're skiing and you're just getting down the mountain. And it was just so fun to just be a 10-year-old for a day.
Yeah.
And we were just worn out by the end of the day, but we hit everything. And I think women tend to worry too much and just get focused on doing what it is they're doing, accomplishing something or getting from point A to point B, mm-hmm. that we don't have as much fun and we're not as silly as we should be.
What a great point. I mean, how many of us have lost sight of how much fun it is to just approach things the way a kid would? It's a message that runs through Melissa's book. Get outside and have fun, just like you did when you were a kid. And aside from the book, Melissa has a blog where she writes and is really passionate about
is again, getting kind of women out of their shell.
Yeah.
I read an article a couple months ago that said the higher an IQ a woman has, the more risk adverse she becomes and the more afraid of failure she becomes. And so a lot of what I'm doing on my blog is just celebrating, yeah, I did a triathlon and I took 40th, but hey, it was a ton of fun.
Right.
Or, you know, we're watching adults ski for the first time and 5-year-olds are passing them, but it's okay that you're falling and it's okay that, you know, because you can do something new and it's okay if you fail at it, you can still have fun at it. A lot of people will say, "Oh my goodness, you're so athletic. You do all of these things." And I'll tell them, "Oh no, the dirty secret is that I'm not athletic at all. I just still do all of these things. And I just look silly doing them and don't care. Just have a ton of fun."
Right. It's not about being the best, winning, success, or failure. It's about the experience, learning something new and having a good time.
Well, and you learn a lot because the first time you try something physical, you fail at it. And you know, okay, I have to keep practicing and practicing before I'm any good. And I think we tend to forget that. And we expect, there's this expectation, oh, if I'm going to be good at it, I'm going to be good at it from the get-go.
Right.
And the physical things in life teach you, no matter what it is, you're going to have to work for it.
Yeah. And you take great joy in all of those, mm-hmm. you know, those advances that you make along the way.
Oh, yeah. I remember I didn't learn to ski until I was an adult. And I remember finally going down like the green run without falling and turning and actually feeling like I was getting it for the first time. Yeah. And it was 10 degrees below zero. The snow was awful. It was crusty. And I just thought, this is so much fun. I love this. You know, and I was addicted from then on out.
Yeah. It really does feel good when you start to realize you're getting it. And speaking of getting it, where can you buy a copy of the book?
You can find the book. The easiest thing is if your local bookstore doesn't have it, of course, on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
And the publisher's website, gibbs-smith.com, has it for sale.
Excellent. And I'll make sure that we get a link to it in the show notes. So if people want to check it out, they can do that. That's
and
great.
I don't know if you have any followers in Utah, but we'll be doing an author signing on Saturday.
Oh.
At the King's English at 3:00. And then I'm going to be doing how to make a snowball launcher and giving little kits out to the kids.
Snowball launcher? Okay. I need to find out how to make one of those, although it does sound potentially complicated.
It's actually really simple. It's actually a snowball sling that I make out of jeans and cut up jeans and twine, and then you swing it around and let it go at a certain point. It just really hurls the snowball through the air.
That's awesome.
It's ancient. They've been doing it in like Kazakhstan. I think I found videos of them doing it there. And they did it there for thousands of years.
Clearly, they weren't using jeans 1,000 years ago, but the concept is still the same. I had such a great time talking with Melissa, and I really connected with her approach to staying active, fit, and having fun outdoors. You know, whether you have kids or not, I would encourage you to pick up a copy of her book. And I asked Melissa if she could give us the title one more time.
Yep. Thanks so much. Yeah. Sliding in the Snow.
Excellent. Well, thanks again, Melissa. This is it's been great talking to you.
Thanks. Have a great night.
So I hope you got some value from the show today and found some motivation to get outdoors and have some fun. I want to thank Melissa again for coming on the show and encourage you to go check out her book, Sliding in the Snow, Winter Activities for Kids. I'll have a link in the show notes so you can get a copy for yourself. As you know, this show is free, but if you would like to show your support and become a patron, I would deeply appreciate it. In fact, I've set up some really cool rewards for patrons of the show at our Patreon page as a way of saying thank you. So check them out at outsidehealthandfitness.com/support, and thank you so much for helping out. You can also find a link to your Patreon support page in the show notes for this episode. I want to welcome a few new members who joined Outside Health and Fitness this week. Hello, Drew, Brian, and Steve. It's great to have you on board, and if you want to join too, it is super easy. Just visit outsidehealthandfitness.com/150. You get links to everything that we talked about on the show today and your free copy of Fit Fast First Thing, my Tabata morning workout for a quick 10-minute routine you can use to start your day off right. It's a perfect way to stay in shape and chase your kids around in the snow. Visit outsidehealthandfitness.com/150. I'm Steve Stearns. Thank you again for listening. Well, that wraps up another episode of the Outside Health and Fitness Podcast. I hope you got something of value from the show today that helps you get outside and in shape. For more on taking your health and fitness outside, visit outsidehealthandfitness.com and subscribe to the show. Until next time, I'll see you outside.